My name is Paxton Dahmer, and I hail from the Nevada FFA chapter in Southwest Missouri in Area 9, and I was just recently elected as the 2018-2019 Missouri State FFA president.
Brand new in that position. How do you feel about it?
It's pretty exhilarating. I think the opportunity to really impact the members of Missouri is going to be pretty awesome for not only myself but my entire team. We're all very excited for the future and to kind of see what the next year holds. It'll be eventful.
Was this a goal for you?
Yeah, seventh grade, I set the goal to just be a state FFA officer. I didn't ever think that I would be president, and, you know, to know that I am that now, it's pretty awesome. But, at the same time, I think we can all lead effectively, regardless of what our position is. And so I'm ecstatic to be the president, but at the same time, I would have been happy with any office, honestly.
I'm sure there are a lot of young people who are curious about what made that goal form in your mind in seventh grade, and what you did from there on out to fulfill the goal.
So I actually had the unique opportunity to come to state convention as a seventh grader to watch my brother receive his state FFA degree. And so when I was here, although I was just in the junior FFA program in Nevada, I got to listen to the retiring addresses of the state officers and really see how those words that they were speaking impacted so many members. And just looking at the faces of the FFA members as they listened to the reflections that night was really cool. And, as a young future FFA member at that point in time, I really just wanted to be like them. And then, so as I progressed throughout my high school career, I just made sure to get involved in anything I could. I went to the HIMAX Academy and as many state events as I could and just met as many people as I could. Honestly, this is a service position, and so you have to have the mindset that you want to serve our state association. So I just made sure that I had that mentality throughout my high school career and just worked really hard, and it paid off.
What do you look forward to most this year?
I think meeting all the members across the state. This position allows you to meet so many people from not just your area, not just your district, but all over the state. And so to be able to meet those people, learn their stories, and influence them as they work to tell their story to other prospective agriculturalists, that's going to be really awesome for me. And I look forward to as many opportunities with that as possible.
Tell me about your supervised agricultural experience in Nevada and what you've been doing, what's your history and background in FFA?
For sure. So I actually have a diversified livestock production setup. So I own a portion of my family's commercial cow herd. It's just a small portion, but it's awesome to get started at a young age. And so I work with that. And then at the same time, I recently jumped into the show pig industry. So I've shown pigs all my life, but I bought some sows and partners with a guy in Northwest Missouri. And so we've worked together to breed show pigs and sell those to members across the state. And then at the same time, I actually raise Australian cattle dogs. And so with that, that's kind of introduced me to another section of agriculture that, not many people really think of. And then part-time, I work at Countryside Animal Hospital in Nevada, Missouri. And so that's been awesome for me to kind of dabble in the veterinary science side of things. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of really cool agriculturalists through that and see a lot of really unique aspects of our industry.
So what's in your future beyond FFA?
I plan on majoring in ag education with a minor in political science. So I'd like to teach for 5 to 10 years, and then at that point in time, I'd like to eventually shift into the political field and lobby for agriculture and agricultural entities at the state and national level.
Or maybe serve in an elected office?
Yeah, that's definitely a hopeful goal for mine. I would like to eventually run for state representative. So if is a possibility, I'll definitely pursue that. But regardless, I just want to make sure that I'm able to advocate for agriculture in my future.
The lieutenant governor hinted last night that perhaps these young people here should consider a career or a future that might include lawmaking on behalf of agriculture. What does that tell you?
I think that the fact that the lieutenant governor is taking that interest in agriculture and is a farmer himself, that's awesome. The industry is definitely going to continue to prevail in the future. We're at a point that we really need strong advocates in the capital for our industry. And so if we're able to effectively advocate, and we learn those skills through FFA workshops and leadership academies that we're able to attend, but if we can effectively advocate for our industry on that legislative level, I think we're going to make sure that we're passing efficient legislation that's going to benefit agriculture as a whole.
You said that this is a position of service. How can you best serve these people in blue jackets back here?
For sure. So as a state officer, we really just have to be there to provide support whenever possible. A lot of times members seek opportunities, but maybe they don't have that motivation and support that they really need to excel and find their own passion. So as state officers, if we can reach out to as many members as possible and allow them to find their passion within our industry, we're going to be able to serve them, and they're going to be able to find what they're passionate about and take those opportunities and run with it. So that's my goal for the next year. And I think that my team will definitely agree. We're all going to make sure that we try and just reach out to as many members as possible from across the state.